Rashod Bateman caught the signature play of Ravenscamp on Thursday, a 40-yard sideline strike from Lamar Jackson, per Ryan Mink at the team site. He did it one day after sitting out Wednesday's practice, per Gianna Hahn and Jonas Schaffer at the Baltimore Banner, and one weekend after the rookie chasing his role, used the preseason opener to score a touchdown. Both halves of that sentence are the story. The June preview framed Bateman as a fork. We said his 9-touchdown season 2 years ago leaned on the least repeatable stat a receiver has. The 2-touchdown season that followed matched the underlying volume, and the open question was whether the target volume comes back at all in a crowded room under a brand new play caller. The first thing we told you to watch was whether he was back and full go in camp. The second was his standing against the rookies Baltimore drafted. This week produced evidence on both, running in opposite directions. The good? Bateman returned Thursday and won the day's best rep, a genuine downfield connection with Jackson. The complication has a name, Jacoby Lane. The rookie keeps drawing first-team looks, caught 3 passes for 38 yards and a touchdown in Saturday's 24-7 win over the Eagles, and drew 6 targets from Jackson in Wednesday's practice alone, completing 2, including a 40-yard deep ball, per the Banner. Mink and the Banner both describe the number 3 receiver battle as ongoing with no depth chart ruling. So the exact threat June flagged is materializing, while Bateman's counterargument so far is one spectacular catch and a missed Wednesday. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The talent flash is real, and it came from the quarterback whose trust decides everything. But the volume question we said would define his season is being actively contested by a rookie who is producing in games while Bateman has yet to play one. Neither side has won, which is precisely why June refused to call it. Next week is unusually well-built to settle some of this. Baltimore holds joint practices with the Vikings Tuesday and Wednesday and plays Saturday at US Bank Stadium. And Jeff Wald at Fox 9 notes that is a homecoming for Bateman, who played his college ball in Minnesota. Watch the first team snap split between Bateman and Lane across those 3 days, and whether Bateman gets his first game action of the preseason. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.